inspired you guys.
Absolutely, I love that. You know, it was awesome. It gets you going.
Have you many moves to do?
No, I don't have many moves, especially now. none left.
But Fox said it's such an indication of his passion for the game, and that's really what it's all about, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, he gets everybody going, and everybody feeds off of him, and that's just the type of player he is.
People say it's a statement game for the Broncos, a chance to win the game, you know, in a tough place against a good team. Players buy that?
No, it's another game to try to get better and trying to improve against a very good football team on the road. So, you know, just another one during the regular season, and hopefully we play our best.
Do you think throwing a wet football might bother you?
Throwing a wet football?
Yeah, kiss
me. You just come over there. Because we haven't played in the rain yet.
Except it might rain.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, I ask him. Ask him.
I asked him. He asked me if I'm a meteorologist.
How about catching them? Does catching a wet football bother you?
I mean, I don't like it, but, you know, I'm from South Louisiana, so I played a lot of games in the rain.
This is the number one defense in the league, in the red zone. You guys know you've got to make the most of it.
Absolutely. Whenever you play a team like that, who is number one in the league, you got to take advantage of your opportunities down there, and that's been a key for us all season, and hopefully when we get down there, we'll be able to score touchdowns. But you got to be on top of your game, attention to details, and that's the difference between winning and losing a lot of times.
This franchise has never beaten the Ravens in Baltimore. As a guy who played there, what advice do you have for the guys in this locker room?
It's a tough place to play. You know, the fans are loud. It's a great environment, and you know, they've had really good teams. So, you know, hopefully this year we'll play a little bit better than we have in the past and get a win.
Brandon, so many of their star players on the sideline. Is that a right?
Backing out.
I don't know about that. I think they still take the same mindset, and with those guys in or with those guys out, they play very physical, very aggressive. You know, they're not all gone. You still got Ed Reed back there in the secondary. So it's you know, no matter who's in there, you play Baltimore in Baltimore, it's going to be a tough, hard fought game.
Do you think that what your angle on this as a receiver is, that when it's like third and goal from the one or two, that the team should just be able to line up and hand the ball off?
You know, that's not my mindset. You know, I'm a receiver.
Yeah,
you know, maybe the O-line will have a different outlook on it. But I think it depends on what the defense gives you. You know, if the defense wants to load the box up, then, you know, you might have to throw it in. If they're light in the box and they're playing pass defense, then you should be able to run it in.
How big a concern was that after last week? You had to several times at first and goal.
It's disappointing when you don't come away with a touchdown when you're down there on the 1 or 2 yard line, and that's, you know, that's collectively as a whole group. You know, when you're trying to run the ball in or throw the ball in. So us as an offense, we have to just execute a little bit better, and you know, playing this defense, who's best in the league, in the red zone, it's going to be a big challenge for us.
And then somebody kind of asked you this, but I mean, do you think, I know you can't put everything into one game, but do you think you'll know a lot more about your team coming when you come home next week?
No, I don't think so. I think I know a lot about this team right now, and we're going to continue to work hard and continue to try to improve and get better. And hopefully we'll play our best game this week, and then you know, we'll get back to work the next week and get after it again.
And what do you think of the commissioner's idea to get rid of kickoffs entirely? Look into it.
I don't like it. I mean, I don't know how you're going to do onside kicks and things of that nature. I don't know what you're going to do about stuff like that. You know?
You'd have to line up on like your own 30, facing a 4th and 15, and punt. Or you could try to complete 4th and 15, but
yeah,
I think it's all the elements of this football game.
Yeah. I think when you get to that point, you're just kind of going, it's not football anymore. Yeah. You know, there's something to be said about football and what's been happening for the past, you know, however long we've been playing football. You know, that's part of the game. And when you start taking stuff like that away, I think it might detract from the game.
Yeah, you know, they say it's a safety thing, but there's more touchbacks with kickoffs, and there's not touchbacks, you know, with a punt.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, I understand. Everybody wants to be safe.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to get hurt, but it is a rough sport, and you know, it's that's just, to me, that's kind of part of the game. That's what we do.